Hey everybody, welcome to today's segment of Talk More. We're going to talk about daddy issues, the Vampire Diaries, and what simply isn't normal. So, I hope you enjoy the show. Disclaimer, this podcast is satirical and not meant to offend people, and there is dark humor. Vulgar language may be used, and this podcast may be triggering. Don't listen if you are dealing with or have not started to heal from your daddy issues.
Hi, I'm Ari. My dad has bipolar and was neglectful, and my stepdad is abusive. This has been present from the time that my parents first got divorced up until fucking yesterday. My opinion on daddy issues is that, they connect us all because we all have daddy issues, but, they shouldn't be this cutesy thing because people think it's really cute, but they don't want to deal with the issues that, affect them.
Hey, I'm Jordan, and you're watching Disney Channel. Oh yeah, I have daddy issues.
My name is Carson, I'm 15, and my dad was an abusive alcoholic who, like, kind of left due to court reasons because he was crazy, so I had to get him out of my life. Shit all went down between, like, my birth until I was 13, and I think daddy issues are fun to use in comedy. Maybe that's fucked up, maybe it's not. Do I really care? No. But I feel like daddy issues should really be kept out of, like, casual dinner conversations, because I'm really not trying to unpack your whole life on the first date.
I disagree completely.
Really? Wow. You want to talk about daddy issues on the first date?
Just let it all on the table.
No, yeah. Oh, my God.
Let it all out.
Yes. Like, not, like...
First date.
Okay, this is how it goes.
My father, like, did something crazy to me. Oh, but, like, I want to know if, like, you have a problem so we can either, like, continue this or cut this immediately.
This is what you do. You sit down and you say, look, I have daddy issues, so I'm crazy, bitch. Can you handle me? Because if not,
no,
I will
because
go.
Then every boy is like, yeah, I love crazy. They're like, and then as soon as,
and
like,
the relationship,
and then as soon,
like,
as you're, like an
actually
ounce
crazy?
Of crazy, they're like, you're crazy. And
yeah.
They're like, I have warned you.
They're just like, wow, this
you
is
have
crazy.
Had ample time.
Who would have known?
Who would have known? It's not like I told you every day for the past year I was crazy.
I feel like a casual straight blonde woman would sit down.
That description is beautiful.
A casual white blonde person who, like, you know, is trying to get laid or whatever. Mm. Do girls do that? I don't know. She's just sitting there twirling her hair like, yeah, I have daddy issues in my life. Sucks. Take me home. You know?
Yeah, but I feel like it would be, like, used wrong. They'd be like, oh my god, I have daddy issues, so I'm, like, vulnerable.
That's what I'm
like
saying. Vulnerable. That's what I'm saying. Is that,
yeah.
Is that what the...
And then it's quirky. And then it's trendy.
Is that...
That,
like,
went full circle. That,
no,
that was the
yes,
whole
because it goes from, like... Yeah, but that's what I mean, I hate a trendy person in general. Like, not a trendy person, but a person who's like, I'm so...
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, yeah. That's a pickup line for people. Like,
yeah.
I have daddy issues.
That's also, like something like,
wow, look at
that
me,
in
I
a,
have
like,
daddy
okay,
issues.
Like, speaking on the daddy issues and, like, continuing the cycle of, like, abusive men, like, that's something that, like, if a not-so-good person clocks onto is, like, oh, she's, like, has daddy issues. Like,
she's
they
easy.
Clock
she's
onto
a target.
That
yeah.
shit, like, a fucking bloodhound in, like, try to come after the people who do.
I mean, yeah, and I feel like even if people do use that pickup line, it's, like, maybe they really do have daddy issues because they're, like, using that as a reason to
I feel like it goes
cute.
Both ways because sometimes people are like I don't know, I feel like people that do have daddy issues are like very funny about it and they're like, oh, like this happened with me and my dad, at least, you know, the ones that like went through at least like a month of therapy or something.
This
and
is
then
true.
And then like everybody else that doesn't have daddy issues like, oh,
you know,
like,
Vicki Donovan from the Vampire Diaries,
yeah,
daddy issues, that's what she said to Tyler. She's like, or no, Jeremy, she's like, I have daddy issues, I can't be with you, and all this stupid, like, she uses
bullshit. But see, that's what I hate about it. Like, I feel like it's okay to, like, be like, oh yeah, I have daddy issues because I'm trying to work through that shit. But what I don't like is when people are like, I have daddy
this
issues,
I'm
this
saying.
Means
yeah.
I can't hang out with you on Saturday. What? What?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, daddy issues are, like, so sexualized now.
That true.
Like, just
yeah.
looking it up on Google.
There's a difference
yeah.
between
the images.
DDLG and daddy issues.
Daddy issues, yeah.
And daddy issues. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
DDLG.
Daddy dom
little
girl.
Oh,
it's like a
It's like a kink thing.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like basically where like a girl like pretends to be like 4 or 5, and it's, then her like boyfriend or whatever pretends like acts like a father figure to her, but like they fuck. So this is weird. Yeah, I don't know. It always gave me incestuous vibes.
But that's like the thing though, because of like daddy issues are like so common that then they get transferred into. They're like the article that I was reading like literally talked about like how like. Usually people don't really get, like, rid of those desires. Not that they, not people who are molested have those desires, but there's people who have, like, the power exchange between that. Yeah. And then you can't really, like, I don't know. It's weird. I'm not, yeah. I didn't communicate that well.
No. I totally get what you're saying. Like, take a girl, for instance. I'm not saying that daddy issues don't apply to guys, but, like, we're gonna take a female right now.
Take a female.
Let's take this female. She was sexually abused by her father. And then she comes out into the world, and then she kind of sees that abuse as, like, normal culture, like, normal sexual culture.
Like, it's okay. Like, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
So, like, that, like, power and dominance isn't immediately given into her sexual partner, and, like, even if it's wrong, she doesn't really pick up on that.
Because at the time, whenever your dad is doing stuff to you, though, is it really, like, oh, what he's doing is wrong? It's like, no, he's your dad. Like, that's what dads do.
Yeah.
That's a, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right. I guess I'll introduce myself. Alright, I'm Brian, and for me, it's really weird talking about daddy issues, because I, like, my dad's still in my life, and I love him a lot, and, like, he hasn't really, like, done, like, a big thing that I can, like, talk about that, like, would center. It's just, like, being around him, I guess, you know? It's hard to talk to him, because mm-hmm. it feels like if I talk to him and speak my honest opinion, it turns into an argument.
Yeah, it's...
And that's how it is with me, my mom, and my sister. Talking to him, but
he's still your dad, and yeah. I still love my dad too, even if he did
like I feel
bad
even
things.
Like kind of talking negative about him, because he gets so much shit from everyone.
Yeah,
and I just don't want to contribute to that, but like, you know, it has to be said,
right?
And it probably would mean more if it came from you, because you're his kid, like, you know, like,
yeah, but if I told him shit like that, it would just lead into an argument, and he would probably just run away and kill himself.
Wow. Is your dad suicidal?
See, but that's not
that's not normal.
That's a lot of weight on your shoulders that I feel like you could talk about in, like, a daddy issue sense, because, like, your father's mental health should not be dependent on a compliment or,
Well, it's not, like, a compliment. It's just, like, it's hard to talk about.
Or a constructive, like, criticism.
He's just had, like, a few moments where, like, he'd get in a big argument. He'd be like, I'm just gonna take the truck. I'm just gonna...
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You can see that. He, like, made the hand gesture of somebody... driving a car through, like, a gate or something.
Or, like...
Like a bridge.
Just, like, straight
through. Like, yeah, driving off the Ohio Bridge.
Yeah.
He said different places, different, like, houses of people.
Oh, wow.
That he... Like, his family that, like, fucked him over a lot.
Oh, wow.
That's really fucked up, though, that you're having to carry that.
Yeah, but, I don't... It's not, like...
That's emotional abuse.
Yeah, it is. I
love it when you hit it on the head and they're like, whoa.
It's a complicated relationship.
That's a common theme for to rental relationship. Also, like, we're saying daddy issues, but I also want there to be, like, this is an overarching of parental issues. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, ours are just our fathers, but parental issues is included in such things. Yeah.
My mom is the love of my life. She's great.
Same.
That seems to be all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed listening, and tune back in again soon. This has been Talk More. Wait. Before we leave, we have one more last thing for all of you listeners out there.
Bloopers.
Woo!
Bob Marley thing.
We're not going to put in anything about Bob Marley. Nothing about Bob Marley needs to go in.
What about Bob Ross?
Okay, Bob Ross might. I'm recording.
Maybe stop.
But save that.
Be quiet. Dude, shut the fuck up. All you fucking whores. Shut the fuck up.
Holy macaroni, be quiet.
Read the last sentence.
I've got the horses.
All right, we really have to go this time. Bye. Yeah.